fit to be remembered. How would you like to live as a slave in a foreign land? 12 tribes of people, known as the Israelites, found themselves working as slaves in a foreign land called Egypt. Even though God promised them a better home flowing with milk and honey, the Egyptian Pharaoh afflicted them with burdens, which were too difficult to bear. And then they cried out to their God Jehovah to deliver them. You could hear their cry. Jehovah, our God who takes care of us. You are our mighty deliverer, provider, comforter, and ruler of this world. You set up kingdoms and removed them. You brought us to this land when we would have starved to death. We thank you for your watch care over us. But now, Father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, be our Father too, and hear our prayer. You brought us here, and you can deliver us from the Egyptians, who are determined to destroy us. Please, fulfill your promise in us, your people, so the world will know that you are the only God to be loved, honored, and served. Thank you for expected deliverance. The people prayed for 1 month and waited in expectancy. They may have given up hope when, after 80 stressful years, Moses showed up on the scene with his message of hope and deliverance. It just seemed too good to be true. To ensure that the people believed, God gave Moses 3 miracles to perform, which were to convince them that God was finally ready to take action on their behalf. Well, the children of Israel believed. But when Moses and Aaron went to the king, he became furious and immediately ordered the taskmasters to give the people double work. Then the people complained. Later, God sent another message to let them know that he will deliver them. But they were discouraged or stressed out from their burdens and sorrows. Stress or distress, what is it? It is when the demand of a situation is too great for the responses given, or a state of anxiety produced when events and responsibilities exceed one's coping abilities, or a feeling or belief that there is loss of divine control in one's life. These negative feelings, beliefs, and anxieties all begin in the mind. Bear in mind that the battle between God and Satan is over your mind, which is the seat of control. Therefore, you can conclude that stress gives power and control over your mind to Satan. When your mind is messed up, disease-forming chemicals are produced in the brain and then to other parts of the body, causing several diseases such as bronchial asthma, tension headaches, migraine headaches, TMJ, a joint dysfunction, ulcers, colitis, high blood pressure, coronary heart disease, immune system-related disorders which include the common cold and influenza, allergies, rheumatoid arthritis, and some types of cancer. Your stress is a condition of the mind which causes you disease, a condition of the body. The vital question here is, if you are stressed and sick, how can you fulfill God's purpose for your life? Romans chapter 12 verse 1 says that you ought to present your body as a living sacrifice before God. There are two key words in this text. They are living and sacrifice. Living means active, vigorous, not dead. Sacrifice means an offering made to God. Bear in mind that the Jews in their sacrificial services were required to offer animals without blemish and without diseases. Sick and diseased animals were unacceptable sacrifices. So, what Paul really said to us in Romans chapter 12 verse 1 was, the best service you can give to God is that of an active, vigorous body, free from disease, which will be holy and acceptable in heaven's eyes. Satan wants you to be sick. He knows that sick people cannot praise the Lord as well folk can. They cannot handle crisis as well as healthy folk can. And they cannot preach the gospel to hasten Jesus' return as healthy people can. Now, back to the Israelites. After 10 plagues, the Lord delivered his people at midnight, when all seemed lost. As they hurried on their way, the Lord told them in Exodus chapter 12, verse 42, that this must be a night to be much observed, a night to be remembered and celebrated, so that you will always know that I will provide for all your needs. Remembering the time of deliverance leads to faith for the current crisis. Notice that the people were not told to remember their disappointment when Pharaoh increased their burdens. That was a testing time during their night of sorrow to prepare their hearts for the morning of joy. Problems linger on while it is still dark, after the midnight hour, and before the morning of joy. The 30th division of the Psalm, verse 5, encourages us to wait until the morning, because weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. The Israelites faced several problems before their morning of joy or their morning of deliverance. When they realized that the Egyptians were in hot pursuit, they were afraid and complained. In their despair, they never remembered that God who delivered them can do it again. A merciful God delivered them in spite of their complaining, and the Egyptians drowned in the ocean. Then they ran out of food. Again they complained, and God sent them manna. Alas, they said, we are going to die of thirst because we have no water. Israel was a rather forgetful people. For while they were enjoying manna from heaven, they never thought that the same God could send them water. So, they complained, And yes, a loving God sent them water. Remember Paul and Silas who were thrown in prison for preaching the gospel? How discouraging that God should allow them to be in a dungeon. Yet, they sang praise. So at midnight, the chains that bound them were loosed, and the locked prison gates swung wide open by unseen hands to prove to the other prisoners and guards that God was watching over his messengers. Paul and Silas practiced depending upon God in the face of discouragement. They knew that in the presence of praise there is joy, and therefore deliverance from that which threatens to steal their joy. Now, what could you do in your situation? To avoid worry, loss of control, belief that all is lost, and feelings of hopelessness, you need to remember the night you were delivered. By God's grace, you must determine not to wallow in self-pity, not to complain when trouble comes, and not to worry about anything, because God loves you so much that he will always provide for you. After all, he cannot lie, so you can depend upon his word. Then, know that trials come just before you experience his blessing and have hope. God has given you power to cope through his word. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. The 37th division of the Psalm, verse 4. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things you have need of will be given to you. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to them that love him. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. The 40th division of the Psalm, verse 1. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. John chapter 15, verse 7. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. John chapter 14, verses 13 and 14. And the Lord will take away from thee all sickness, and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest, upon thee, but will lay them upon all them that hate thee. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thine hand. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 12 and 13. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. Friend, let the power of God's Spirit work in you, and you will see what God is able to do. Oh yes, God is willing and able to help you and to deliver you out of all your troubles and give you solutions to your problems. Satan creates the problems. God allows them for a season and then shows you his enduring love and mercy and power by solving life's problems and using them, agonizing though they may be, as steps to a richer experience with him. And then to glory, where you will live with him eternally. When you do not know what to do, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Exodus chapter 14, verse 13. I say to you, stand still. Enjoy a quiet moment with God. Experience the great things he has done for you. And know that he will do them again.